Large-scale sugar production began in Koloa, Kauai, 179 years ago, changing life in the islands forever. Koloa Plantation was the model for plantation communities that followed, and you can still feel the history all around you there. For 25 years, Koloa Plantation Days, coming up later this month, has celebrated that history, and Melissa McFerrin, who's coordinating the 7 days of events, is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Chris.
There's an awful lot.
How are you this fine day?
Oh, I'm pretty good. It's hard to tell because we're in here in a windowless room, but I think it probably is a pretty fine day out there.
Yes, well, Koloa is looking beautiful, and preparations are now underway for our 10 days of events coming up this month, July 18th through July 27th, celebrating and commemorating Koloa's plantation history.
Did you grow up there?
Actually, I did not, but I grew up in Boston, where many of the first missionaries came from. So there's a real appreciation for the history here and the stories. And as a matter of fact, most of the residents here and the local culture here came from immigration. So in addition to our host culture, Koloa Plantation Day celebrates the different immigrant cultures that came here from China, from Japan, from Portugal, and most recently the Philippines. And so when you experience local culture here, you get to taste the flavors, hear the music, see the dances, and listen to the talk stories of what it was like to grow up on the plantation and how these different cultures were shared.
Are there still a lot of people around who can tell their firsthand stories of what it was like?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, our president of Koloa Plantation Days, her husband, Mayor Tony Kunimura, started the festival 29 years ago, and some of the members of the board were here from then. Then we have talk stories, for instance, with Pastor Niles Kagayama of Koloa Missionary Church, who talks about growing up in the camps and what that experience was like. And this year we have David Penhallow Scott in a talk story where he's talking about plantation society at the time of Pearl Harbor. He is a descendant of the former governor.
So there was kind of a social hierarchy in plantation days, the owners, the workers, and there was a kind of a high society you're talking about.
Well, there was different societies going on, and you know, a lot of what we do focuses on all the different aspects of it, from the technical. For instance, we have an exhibit going on throughout the week at the shops at Kukuiula that has photography, which encompasses the mill itself, from the old Koloa mill, 100 years of photography from Grow Farm Homestead, and then the most recent photography of the last plantation camp over in Kamakani, which was the Filipino migration, which came over in the 40s. So it's really a rich and evolving history. And by sharing and telling the stories and celebrating and commemorating, that's how we keep it alive and pass it on to the next generation.
Melissa, when you hear the talk story memories, what are some of the characteristics of those memories, the stories that people tell you?
Well, one of the things we ask is, what have you learned that you want to share, or what made this different? And they said, you know, what sugar brought to Kauai, and I would imagine Hawaii, was the people. And they talk about the food and sharing the bento boxes in the fields, and that's how local cuisine got started, because you'd be mixing different dishes, and people would come in with their different dishes, and even the language started with people who spoke other languages, and then having this shorthand, that a lot of these phrases came from those times.
And in those memories, you have a lot of different cultures intersecting, as you said.
Absolutely. And part of what it also captures, besides the people and the culture, is also the area, because we've changed so much over the years, and we still maintain that rural character here on Kauai. But to hear the stories of riding horseback down to where National Tropical Botanical Garden is now and asking, oh, could we please swim on your beach, you know, and to have the stories of the train. And Grove Farm brings in the Paolo, which is a sugarcane, original sugarcane train, which is restored, and they bring the engine down for the parade and park event on July 26th, which is really the first event. It all got started with one event, and then it has built out and grown together with the participation of area businesses, community groups, and the visitor industry into a 10-day festival of over 30 events.
There's always in a community with a lot of history, Melissa, there's always that kind of pressure to preserve, working against, you know, the need, I guess you'd say, to modernize. Do you feel a little bit of that where you live?
Well, I would say that there's a huge interest in authenticity. For instance, even when things are created that are newer, there is the thought of how do we continue telling the story? Because it is their history that makes us different and unique. For instance, when we did, we do a historic film night together with the exhibit opening, and we had people come down and say, hey, I was here in the camp at Kiahuna Plantation Camp, and now we have beautiful amenities and we have different experiences, but it's really trying to bring in that plantation feel. And I do think that that is something that our community here shares and our visitor industry shares, to really keep that alive and keep that as a living, breathing entity. So like through Kaloa Plantation Days, we get so many visitors that visit us to experience this, whether from the state or international, and we direct them to other resources where they can learn more. For instance, the Kauai Museum, Grove Farm Homestead, and the Kauai Historical Society. So we hope that by being out there and doing something fun and interactive that people will gravitate toward, whether it's plantation games with your keiki, or whether it's a talk story, or even a craft show showcasing some of these traditional crafts, or a historic exhibit and film night, or the live music, that we can bring it back to that central message that this is a unique and special place, and this history is worth perpetuating and celebrating.
Well, it sounds that
explore.
Sounds as if that's very much the fact. Thanks very much, Melissa.
Thank you. And for more information on the festival, if you'd like to find out
Melissa,
more,
we'll send
we
them
do
your
have
way.
A comprehensive website at Kaloa Plantation Days.
Melissa McFerrin is the coordinator of Kaloa Plantation Days, and the events run from July 18th on in Poipu. You can get details at hpr2.org.